with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who still to this day wears flannel every day, Mr. Richard Avery.
I only wear them with my Doc Martens.
Your Doc Martens?
And my torn jeans.
Oh.
I'm so grunge.
You are.
I'm 1991 all over again. I'm retro grunge. Is that a thing?
It could be retro. I think flannel's coming back. Before we go too deep into
no,
this.
No, it is actually.
Is it?
Sorry to get to disturb your intro here, but when I shot Raven Roquette, she's all into grunge and she's all into wearing flannels and stuff like that. And I kind of kicked her out of the house because of it.
Well, I'm dropping names now. Jim Moore from GQ, who's been at GQ for 35 years, was posting images on Instagram from London. Mm. The color for next spring is blue. There is no flannel. Okay. It was very off the wall. But so today, I technically have a guest, but I have no guest. Today, my guest is Richard Avery.
Yes.
And the reason why I wanted to do this show...
Because nobody likes you
nobody
anymore.
Nobody else. I had no other options. Actually, no. I thought you were the perfect person to have this conversation with. I just got back, and this will date this episode, so I'm assuming it's going to go up in a couple weeks, but I just got back from a road trip. And
well, we've talked about this road trip for a while now.
Yes.
We've mentioned it on half a dozen podcasts.
Definitely.
With you and Ash. I think I'm one of yours. We all mentioned this.
Yeah, I think. So it was for my 20-year reunion. That was the reason. Alex and I went out to Oregon. We did 3,200 miles in 11 days. We didn't kill each other. Or that's what I'm sticking to.
There was an accident.
But it was one of those things that I didn't care so much about my 20-year reunion. It was one of those things that I wanted to do it because it seems like the thing that you need to do. And it's one of those life things that I personally think, I don't care what you think, need to do.
So let's start there.
Well, I did that.
I know you did other things, but I want to talk about it. Don't skip
my
over.
20-year reunion. Yeah.
Just tell me the basics. Like, how did it go? Did people recognize you?
Yes, people recognized me. There was only about.
Did anybody know what you were doing?
Yes.
Now?
Oh, that was really funny.
Did anybody say to you, "Hey, Mo, I've seen your cock"?
No, nobody has seen it. But it was really funny because the guys didn't necessarily. And I thought this was going to be completely backwards. First, I brought Alex, who is definitely 10 years. younger than anybody else that was there, and possibly only about 5 years older than some of their kids.
Did they think that she was your daughter?
They did not. They did not.
Oh, your daughter's so cute.
She's so cute. No, we're only 13 years. But no, and so what was really entertaining is Alex loves to talk, and she loves interacting with people. And I'm still kind of the quiet guy over in the corner, a couple people, you know, I hung out with.
Did you have to wear name tags?
No, luckily. I hate name tags. She was over hanging out with the cool girls from high school. It was kind of an odd experience. Weird. Seeing my girlfriend. And I didn't want to go over. I let her do her thing. But it was funny seeing some of the girls that would come up and go, "So I heard a rumor that..." Okay, listen, bitches. I know you guys have known for years. So night one, we did that. It was a mixer, so there was alcohol. And there was the football guys, which I wasn't, you know. One of the guys remembered a photo that I had taken of him, and it's 20 years later, 21 years later, of him wrestling, and this great shot of him throwing some dude down in the air. Awesome shot. He still remembers and thanked me for that image. That was the best part of the whole reunion.
That was the highlight of his life.
Yes.
You captured the highlight of his life. It's been downhill
it's
ever
been
since.
It's been downhill ever since. But we skipped over. There was a golfing thing that we skipped over. So the mixer was really nice and it was fun. It was at somebody's house in their backyard, and it was nice.
What did you wear? Do you have a picture? I want to see a picture.
No, I don't have a picture.
Yes, you do.
No, honestly.
No selfie of you in a suit?
Or no. There was no suit. It was jeans and a polo. Like, it was. Then the next night, we did dinner at this restaurant where we had prime rib or chicken, and it was like cafeteria style. And
let's not talk about food.
It was fine. It was interesting to talk to some people again. And the next morning, it was, "We're out. See ya."
And I'll never come back.
I was voted most likely to leave my hometown and never come back.
Did they really vote you?
Yeah, that's what I was voted.
Wait a minute. When you were a senior?
I was a senior in high school, they voted me.
Did they have any awards for you at your...
They didn't.
At your reunion?
This was very, okay.
I told you I got voted person who changed the most at my reunion, my 10-year reunion. Mm. I got a coffee mug.
Oh, nice. We had none of those things. But going to... Becked for the topic of the day as we left. We went over to Eastern, or we went over to Washington, Oregon, and
ended up
outside of Portland at my aunt and uncle's place. Stayed there, and then after a few days, we drove from Vancouver, Washington, up to Seattle.
Seattle, Washington?
Seattle, Washington.
Grunge City, USA?
Yeah, not so much anymore.
The Green Emerald. What do they call it? There's all the
nicknames. The Emerald City.
The Emerald City, that's it.
Now, to quote my aunt, and I hadn't heard the word in a very long time or used the word, there's a lot of yuppies up there.
Did she really say that?
She used yuppies.
How,
and I'm like,
how old is your aunt?
She's in her late 60s. Yuppies. But no,
I like that.
I wanted to go back.
I could just say like, and I could see when you get there, like, goddamn yuppies are everywhere.
Yuppies everywhere. So I went, a major reason I wanted to go on this is I wanted to have this experience 20 years later after leaving high school. I started college 19 years ago.
I did the same thing.
So I did this. Where I am now, where I came from. So Seattle was a major place. That's where I went to art school at. And you were in Seattle about probably 5 years before I was.
I've been to Seattle a bunch of times just to party and do drugs and have a fun time and take pictures of bands.
I started school in 95. You
know, nothing special, but I just had a lot of fun.
But when were you there? I started in 95. When
did
you start
there
going?
From 1990 to... I started going in 1990 and I left and I stopped going in 92.
So you haven't been back since 92.
No. I would love to go back, though.
You would not recognize the city.
Well, you know what's so funny? The things, you know, from the outside, I'm sure there's a lot of things that changed. Well, it's the same thing happened to when I went back home to my hometown. Same, a lot of things have changed. I think you have to be away for a long time to really notice the changes. You can't go back like every year and really see it. But when you're gone, so you said this is the first time in 20 years that you were back there?
For home.
For Seattle.
Oh, no. Seattle, I had been there just briefly about 3 years ago. Okay. I had just gone into the city just to see somebody I hadn't really explored around. And then before that, it was about 12 years earlier.
God, I love Seattle, though.
It was
beautiful.
It's
a great city, right?
It's even now, although from what I understand, it is super expensive. Like getting San Francisco prices. Right. A studio.
But that's yuppies.
It's the yuppies. Well, I went back to the building that I was in for school, and it was a studio apartment that two of us, it was school housing. So they put us two in a studio, blah, blah, blah. And it was also the apartment that I lost my virginity in. Hey, thank you. I was feeling quite... So Alex and I went, and we did a cheesy photo that we put on Twitter. It was underneath the window, because it's second floor. So it was fun. But what was weird is I found out that the studios are $1,500 now.
What did you pay?
I don't even remember, because it was taken care of through housing. I think it was probably $450 over on Queen Anne, which we didn't make it over to Queen Anne, but my apartment in Queen Anne was $650 a month. I can't imagine, just off Mercer Street, decent part of Queen Anne, I can't imagine that's going for less than, for a one-bedroom.
Yeah, no, easily.
There was a guy, a bartender, we went down to Pioneer Square, which hasn't changed a whole lot. It's still, you know.
I'm trying to think, though, like, where's the school at?
The school is down on Elliott. It is
I just remember I used to stay at a place called the 6th Avenue Inn on 6th Avenue, which I don't think is there.
No,
anymore.
This is all the way down on the bay. Where the school is all the way down the bay. My old apartment was on 3rd and Blanchard, and we stayed at the Warwick, which just happened to be on 4th and a block down. It happened to be a cheap room. We got a great view of the Space Needle. It was nice. And especially for Alex's first time ever being there, it was a great experience. 16th floor, beautiful view. And I took her around and I wanted to show her all these places. I wanted to go to Hurricane Cafe and have crappy food. I wanted to go to Crocodile Cafe and have crappy food. You know, I wanted to go to these places.
Let's stop talking about food.
Sorry. So we did this. I do have to say, because Alex doesn't have a whole lot of patience. And let's go with Pike Place Market. What is the thing that you have to do at Pike Place Market?
Well, the things that I used to do is, number one, there was an Italian restaurant at the bottom that was to die for. Every trip I went to, I went to this restaurant. Actually, yes. And then there's coffee. You got to get coffee. And then go watch the fish market, right?
The fish market. And what happens at the fish market?
Fish get tossed around.
They do. The most any Travel Channel thing, anything you ever see of Seattle.
Anthony Bourdain.
It has to go down there, and you have to. So we're standing there, and we're standing at this fish thing. She has no idea what's going to happen. There's a crowd of people, right? And we're standing there. She goes, I'm hungry. Why are we standing here? Just wait. She's impatient. She doesn't like to wait for things, especially if she doesn't know what's going to happen. Just wait. But I want to go, honey, look at this crowd of people. And you'll see, obviously, something's happened. Everybody has cameras. But what's going to happen? Just watch. Now, I'm, you know, the old man that has zero patience for somebody who has zero patience. And all of a sudden, they start doing, they do their little hip ho, whatever they yell. And all of a sudden, you know, 3 feet away from us, a salmon or something comes flying across. Guy grabs it. And she's like, oh. And so suddenly, she's excited about this. But I took her to those kind of tourist destinations because it's kind of, you kind of have to. So Pioneer Square, Pioneer Square, we went down and drank.
You didn't go score some heroin?
No, we did not score heroin.
That's what we used to do.
I told her outside the building of when I had smoked weed for the first time and had to sneak back into my building because I was so paranoid and afraid.
I think I tried heroin in Seattle. I think that's the first place I tried heroin.
And where was it?
I don't remember. It was behind some bar somewhere.
Wait, smoking or shooting up?
Smoking.
Okay. No. I don't use needles.
Not then, I didn't. No, but I can't believe you went. So it's still the most one of the most beautiful cities, right?
Definitely.
And especially, and I always loved that city. I don't think, I always said the only thing that bothered me about that city was the rain. If it didn't rain all the time, I would live there. The people were amazing. The city itself's amazing. The outside of the city, the suburbs, mm-hmm. you want to say, whatever. I don't even know the areas anymore. But I always just loved everything about that city. I used to go, you'd meet one person, and then you'd go on a weekend. You'd go have barbecues, and you. It was just so nice, and everybody was social. And
you go up north, you go anywhere around there, then you can, I don't want to say the suburbs, but yeah, it's less, I loved living downtown, but I had an aunt and uncle that lived, you know, closer to UW, and you'd go up there, and you'd say, you know, and it was those areas that were nice that were less downtown, you're still in the heart of the city.
Yeah.
But we parked.
Is the monorail still there?
Yep, monorail.
Did you go on it?
Yes, we did.
I've never been on it.
We did I made her watch the Simpsons monorail song, monorail, and it was awesome. So she vaguely remembered that from childhood. But we did the touristy thing. Unfortunately, I wanted to kind of wrap up our whole, this experience, because we were leaving the next day. I wanted to take her someplace nice. Mm-hmm. And although it is a total tourist trap, and I know the food isn't the greatest, but I got reservations at the Space Needle.
Okay.
And they have a rotating restaurant. And I've eaten there once before, and the food was fine. It's overpriced, but when you take in the fact that it costs you $20 to get up there anyhow, I just take $20 off every meal and go, okay, now it's a okay price.
Right.
She wasn't feeling well. And so, unfortunately, we couldn't. I went ahead and canceled because I didn't want to go through and spend a bunch of money on a place if she's not feeling well. So, we ended up, you know, late at night, went down to some bar that had food and, you know, and really enjoyed ourselves and did that. But we did most of the touristy things.
I just realized I should have had you bring me back a Seattle Sounders t-shirt. Damn it.
Seattle Sounders?
Yeah, I like their soccer team.
Oh, yes. That's the thing. The Kingdom's gone.
Yeah.
And that was, I remember, I sat in the Kingdom for a number of events, and the two stadiums that have there are enormous. You thought the Kingdom was big. These two places are enormous.
They have for the football and for the baseball.
Yep.
And then there's the soccer one.
Yeah, the soccer one's there. I think
there's three of them.
No, there's only two next to each other. So one is a duplicate usage.
Wait, the football is one that soccer and football have their own stadiums.
As far as I know.
I think they don't. I don't think they share.
Something shares up there. Yeah. But
and baseball.
But yeah, I noticed that Key Arena was pretty quiet. Yeah. They didn't really, you know, the Sonics left.
Did you go on walked around the city and stuff like that?
We parked the car for $35 a night. Just it was absurd. I mean, I felt a little raped after that. Yeah. So we parked the car and I thought, oh, we'll drive around a little bit and go to different areas. We never drove. We took Ubers a couple times. I actually had blisters on my feet because we were walking around so much. And it's a walking city. It's still the same way in transit.
That
great.
Or bicycle.
I don't know. Those hills, I would avoid bicycles.
Oh, that's true.
But I do have to say, when we were in Pioneer Square, the bartender there lives across the street from the bar. And he showed us video of his place. He's like, oh, yeah, I sent this off to my parents or whatever. And he has to be my age. And he lives there with his girlfriend. And it's like this gorgeous, like, loft, amazing Pioneer Square thing. it's $4,000 a month. And I looked at him, I said, are the bartending? It's like, he goes, well, I do well, and we split it, so it's not like it's that bad. And still a lot. I'm like, I don't think I could come up with $4,000 a month to pay for this, but I'd love to live down there. Yeah. That would be the most amazing thing.
Did you want to go see? Did you go see any bands play?
I didn't.
Is there any like Nirvana cover band or a tribute band to Nirvana?
That would be awesome. I didn't see any of that.
That'd be great. Like, you know, remember when they did that like Beatles thing or like Beatlemania, where it's like Broadway show? What if they do that with Nirvana? Or maybe they'll do a Nirvana. I think it's a little.
Okay, now where did you saw Nirvana? You photographed Nirvana.
One time,
I went to a Nirvana music at the music experience thing. I saw an exhibit.
I remember when they launched that. It's like a museum. Yeah, to Seattle's
music scene. I think it's Paul Allen, one of the founders of Microsoft, and it's basically a blob. It's an interesting design, but it's a little bit of a blob of a building.
Where's that at?
Right below the Space Needle.
Okay.
So we went through that, and the Nirvana exhibit was interesting. But you were around Nirvana, what, 25 years ago now?
A long time ago.
What was that like?
I don't remember.
So it's like Woodstock, if you remember, you weren't there.
I was completely wasted.
No, I went in 95. I went just to go to art school. That was the reason. And it was San Francisco was not really my thing.
So my question to you, LA. I get that. We've talked about this before. I got to interrupt.
Oh, God.
So my question is this. If you could work and make a living there.
Absolutely.
Would you live there?
Yeah, I would go back.
Would you?
Even though the yuppies have taken over, if I could, if I could work, and I don't live an amazing, you know, huge lifestyle, but if I could go through and afford to live downtown in a decent place, mm-hmm. not anything amazing, I would love a studio. If I could have one of those old warehouse studios that still are down there, they still have them, but they're now going to be so astronomically expensive. But to have that and to be able to do a live-in studio, something like that, it wouldn't even have to be shooting adult. It wouldn't even have it, just if I could shoot and live and do an experience there.
I think you. I see it now. I see it now. The girls of Seattle.
Exactly. They're a lot hairier,
grungier. How about yuppies?
Yeah,
naked yuppies or fuckingyuppies.com.
No, just fucking yuppies 7. Now it's a porno.
Exactly.
Okay, I think we have an idea here. I don't know the legality.
How about theaverageyuppie.com?
Oh, I like that. But I have to say, I was hoping to go back and be inspired, be reinvigorated. And I have to say, no, I didn't come back away going, oh, I feel so much better. I came back, enjoyed the experience, but it wasn't like, this is where I came from. Now I can go back to LA and because it wasn't.
Now I can go back to LA and be average.
Yes. Because when it comes down to it, it wasn't where I came from.
No.
And for you, this isn't where you photographed Nirvana Pearl Jam.
Right. No, but I'm saying like for you, it's a trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Basically. It was just a trip down memory lane.
Yeah. That's
like, it sounds like, you know, whatever you did a trip down memory lane. And you sit at the end of, you get to the end of the lane and you're like, okay, that was great. Mm-hmm. But next time I want to trip down, I want to go down a boulevard.
Yes. No, I mean, I want to go through and I had this experience. Alex, you know, I believe she had a good time. I hope. It cost enough.
I just want to see you go to her 10-year reunion.
Virginia Beach.
That's like another, what, 5-6 years away?
Yeah, it's still a little ways away. But no, I'd like to go exploring. Looking back when I was in school, one thing that I made the decision with, she was my girlfriend, then became ex-wife. Episode 1, check it out. Learn all about it. But we made the choice of, I worked at Pacific Rim, which was this product. Basically, they would supply places like Pier 1. So all I did was...
Yeah, I remember that. I think I remember that.
All I did was photograph all day long product.
Yeah.
Day after day after day. And
on white seamless.
No, it was a blue one we were doing that time. But no, we went through and did that. And Erica and I decided to, we had a choice. It's like, if you're going to be a photographer, you go to New York or you go to LA. Well, unless you want to do some sort of corporate bullshit and all that kind of stuff, you'd move to Texas.
Unless you want to make money.
Yeah, you go to Chicago or whatever. But, and so we, you know, basically decided, because her family lived in near LA, to move down here. And I'd like to go back to New York and spend, honestly, a couple weeks in New York and live in New York for that period of time, I guess, if you can call that living, and take out the camera and go out and photograph and see if 20 years later or 18 years later after making that choice of coming to LA, if what that feeling is in New York, if it changes anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, since I've lived on both coasts, I always say to everybody, like, they both have something to offer, and they both have, I mean, there's amazing, there's good, the bad, and the ugly anywhere you go, but I think you made the right decision, I'd say. I mean, I don't see you being a New Yorker all that much.
No, I think I made the safer decision, and I think I would have been chewed up and spit out of New York a lot.
But also,
faster.
Too, when you moved here, were you married yet?
No.
Okay.
Just boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, so I think that has a lot to do with it, too. If you were to go to New York when you're boyfriend, girlfriend, that would have been a lot more, it would have been harder.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how hard LA is, which it is hard, New York's even harder, no matter what you're doing. So, like, you probably, if you'd gone to New York, you probably doubt you would have even gotten married. You would have been like, oh my God, this is crazy. We have no money.
This is insane. But yeah, I mean, as you asked before, would I move back to Seattle? I'm definitely sure I would. If I could do, I love LA. I enjoy Southern California. But there was still that little bit of magic left that I was like, I'd love to live in a city like that because it is a beautiful city. It is a beautiful place. It is an amazing, it's an amazing downtown experience that I just won't get here in LA or other places. I would love to live a place where I didn't have to have a car.
You know, I would, you know, I've always thought about living somewhere else since I've lived here for so long. It's so weird though. Like I mean, I've lived in the same street for 20 some odd years now. So I don't know. I do like Seattle. I think if I just love that city there. I mean, I don't think there's really, I mean, even now, since it probably doesn't rain near as much as it did, I just think there's nothing wrong. I mean, there's everything right about that city. Mm-hmm. It's about as good as the city as it gets. I think that city and San Francisco, I think, are two of the best cities in America.
And I love San Francisco as well. I really enjoyed San Francisco. But I think Seattle's just a different version of San Francisco.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is or the feeling of it, but the city is, I looked around and there was just nonstop construction.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
In Seattle?
Yeah, in Seattle.
Exactly.
Everywhere.
I believe
it. Never seemed to
end. I think it's really weird. They keep saying, not to get all political here, but I mean, there's a lot of investment, a lot of construction going on everywhere, I think. I noticed it here in LA a lot. I think it's all private as opposed to public, but there's a lot of shit's growing, and it's just getting more and more expensive.
I went to a couple. Sorry to talk about food, but there's a Mexican restaurant called Mama's Kitchen, which is the oldest Mexican restaurant in Seattle, and it's not the most amazing food, but it's really good comfort food that reminded me of the place because I used to go there. I used to eat this, and I found out that they're actually closing down in, I guess, the fall, either fall or early next year, because they're taking down the whole block, which is all these old school little restaurants and little shops and stuff, to put up another condo setup. And so I'm just picturing there's going to be underneath a Starbucks, you know, a Subway, all those typical places.
Yeah. Is it ever going to end?
No, it's never going to end.
I keep thinking, like, okay, there's going to get to a point where it's like, okay, we're done. That's it. We're done.
No more housing. We are
done.
No more.
It's like, we're done. But it's not.
I mean, I think everything, and not to end this episode on a sad note. I mean, this depressing. I mean, it was definitely, I mean, for me to say that I would move back means it's not that bad.
No.
It's a difference.
It's a great city. If I could do everything I do here, there, I'd do it.
Well, you can live in an alleyway and do photos there. No. I want to live in a loft studio. You can photograph bands in an alleyway.
No, I'd rather. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know anymore. But I think what's cool is that I just love the fact that you went on this big road trip, this big memory lane thing, and you're back now and you're refreshed and ready to go.
I am exhausted. I needed a one-day vacation from my 11-day vacation.
I know. Totally.
So.
Well. On that note.
So, Mr. Avery, I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule.
Thank you.
You got anything to plug?
Yeah, I do. I want to plug my website. It is richardaveryphoto.com. If you don't like pictures of naked girls, don't go. And
disclaimer.
Yeah, exactly. And you can follow me on Twitter at Dick Avery. That's DickAvery.
Well, thanks again.
And on Instagram, you can follow me at Juliland, J-U-L-I-L-A-N-D.
Any others?
And then you can follow me on Tumblr and my MySpace page. I'm just trying to be like you, Mo. I'm trying to be like, oh, you can find me on Tinder. And you better swipe
right.
Okay, any other plugs before I plug myself?
No, plug yourself. Go.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Mox or Mo Triple X or something along those lines. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show not only there, but on SoundCloud and iTunes as well. Thanks for listening.